Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Numbers 664 to 770. M.R., Number 713. Meaning of Those Who Are Left. Two men shall be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding together, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Luke 17, verse 36, 35. The righteous and the wicked are to be associated together in the work of life. But the Lord reads the character. He discerns who are obedient children, who respect and love His commandments. The onlookers may discern no difference, but there is one who said that the tares were not to be plucked up by human hands, lest the wheat be rooted up also. Let both grow together until the harvest. Then the Lord sends forth His reapers to gather out the tares, and binds them in bundles to burn, while the wheat is gathered into the heavenly garner. The time of the judgment is a most solemn period, when the Lord gathers His own from among the tares. Those who have been members of the same family are separated. A mark is placed upon the righteous. They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Malachi 3, verse 17. Those who have been obedient to God's commandments will unite with the company of the saints in light. They shall enter in through the gates into the city, and have right to the tree of life. The one shall be taken. His name shall stand in the book of life, while those with whom he associated shall have the mark of eternal separation from God. The tares and wheat are now commingled, but then the one hand that alone can separate them will give to everyone his true position. Washington, D.C., March 19th, 1979.